I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I'm George Lizas, spiritual teacher, saga killer, and number one best-selling author. It wasn't long ago that I was stuck in a soul-draining job, held back by fears and limiting beliefs that stopped me from following my purpose and making a positive impact in the world. Fast forward past many hours of inner work and lessons learned, I now write books and teach courses to help you find and follow your purpose too. I created the Lit Up Lightworker podcast to empower you with simple, actionable, step-by-step spiritual tools and practices to overcome what holds you back and light up the world. If you're a spiritual seeker yearning for a more soulful and purposeful life, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Lightworker, welcome to another episode of the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before we get started with today's episode, I'm excited to announce that my third book, Protect Your Light, a practical guide to energy protection, cleansing, and cutting cords, is now available to order globally on Amazon. In the book, you'll learn powerful practices to cleanse, shield, and strengthen your energy. Specifically, you'll get to cut cords to toxic relationships, remove psychic daggers of attack and other negative energy attachments, and even learn how to effectively protect your energy online. When you order the book, you also get the Psychic Scanning Online Workshop for free, during which I'll guide you to turn on your psychic vision and scan your body for all types of energy attack so you can clear them. And you can visit protectyourlightbook.com to get all the details. And in today's episode, we're talking all about rituals. And I want to start with a statement, an excuse that many people, maybe including you, make, which is, I don't have time to have a spiritual practice. This is one of the most common excuses I hear when I ask people what their spiritual practice is. And to be honest with you, I get it. Life can get hectic. It's tough to work a full-time job and also have to cook, clean, take care of the family, try to have a life, and have a spiritual practice on top of that. Usually, as soon as we wake up in the morning, we are inundated with pending tasks and people needing our attention and dragging us in every single direction. Trust me, I've been there. So I want to let you in on a little secret that's allowed me to do all of the above while still managing to maintain my spiritual practice. Are you ready for it? Here we go. Rather than having an hour-long spiritual practice in the day, you can have multiple short rituals that you can get into the habit of practicing throughout the day. For example, you can draw an oracle card before you leave the house, then use an aura spray a few times at work, cleanse yourself with Palo Santo when you get home, and even use your bath time to take a mindful cleansing shower. And I teach about these cleansing showers as well in my book, Protect Your Light. So there you have your hour-long spiritual practice spread out throughout the day. Seems more manageable, right? Now, to help you make things even easier, my friend and chakra girl, Amber Lee Lyons, has launched the Rituals by Chakra Girl app that's filled with all kinds of rituals you can use throughout your day. In this episode, Amber and I chat about the importance of rituals and how we can include them in our daily lives. So, specifically in this episode, you'll learn the importance of rituals, how to incorporate rituals in your busy day, different rituals you can use for cleansing, manifestation, etc., and ways of deepening your connection with your spirit guides through rituals. When you're done listening to the episode, make sure to come in your Spiritual Toolkit Facebook group and let us know how you enjoyed it. And without further ado, enjoy this episode with Amber Lee Lyons. Amber Lee Lyons is the founder of Chakra Girl Co. and the Rituals by Chakra Girl app, your daily dose of spiritual rituals for the modern woman. The Rituals app is a video library of on-demand rituals, bridging you to higher consciousness one activated chakra at a time and drawing parallels between spirituality, luxury, abundance, soul purpose, and multidimensionality in a digestible way. Amber Lee is the host of the podcast Chakra Girl Radio, where she interviews top experts and spiritual celebrities alike to share the insights, rituals, and energy hacks that have led to their ascension. Her audience walks away from each episode with tangible practices to implement into their own daily routines. Amber, welcome to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast again for the second time.
Yay, so happy to be here. I'm like, that was a mouthful, but it makes like, that's a mouthful, I'm a handful, like there's a lot going on, so.
Exactly, and actually the first episode we did was all about money and the energy of money and owning yourself. Yes. As running a spiritual business and like coming into your sense of entrepreneurship. And here you are now with a new business, a new app, and we're gonna talk all about that today and the importance of rituals in our lives and how your new app, the Rituals app, can help us to experience a deeper level of ascension. But before we get there and talk about the app, I want to hear a little bit about your own journey with rituals. Why rituals?
So it's really funny because my business has done like a complete full circle moment. I actually, when I first started my business, the mission was always to share rituals with the world and to teach people how to be their own energy healers. And I actually started with like a gemstone and crystal jewelry, and each piece of jewelry came with a meditation or a different ritual or like an energy healing that they could do. And those were always like, people cared more about those than the jewelry. And then, you know, I kind of, you know, kept going with that, but there was more like a business component. I got more into like spiritual mentoring and coaching and business coaching and all those things. But the foundation of all of it was always rituals. And I've always said that you should always teach the world the thing that changed your life the most. And for a long time, what changed my life the most, you know, at first it was the rituals. And then I was like, you know, the business changed my life the most. And, you know, this change once I started my business. But when I really strip away, the more like material side of it, and I look at the true foundation of all the things that I've accomplished, it has been the rituals. It has been the connection to my higher self. And every time I have a new awakening or I reach a new level, it's because I've done that kind of, I don't even want to say next level, but that next like layer is probably a better word, like the next layer of stripping away that I've done through different rituals and different modalities. And I just want to be able to share those with the world in a way that's fun and digestible and not daunting. I feel like it's really hard to like know what to do, like what kind of ritual to do every day, and B, to find it or like learn it, and then C, to even just like do it without getting distracted or like even to feel like connected to it. So I just wanted to create something that like took away all the guesswork and to share that with the world.
Because there are so many different rituals. I mean, you can go from the most basic rituals to the most complicated rituals. They have a history of like thousands of years. My own spiritual tradition, like I follow the tradition of the ancient Greeks. They started like teaching rituals. I do them in my daily routine as well. So it can be daunting. So it's wonderful to have an app and you breaking things down in a step-by-step way, and also with your fabulous energy to bring those rituals into the modern age. So
yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about rituals in general. Mm-hmm. What are rituals? How would you define a ritual? And why is it important that we ritual?
I would define a ritual as anything that gets you closer to your higher self, anything that gets you closer to your connection with source. And that's like really where our innate magic lies. It's really like a remembering of who we truly are and our infinite power. And it's so easy to get caught up in the day to day and to get into this kind of like autopilot mode. But when we slow down and we have these rituals, it's almost like a practice of consistency. It's like, if you can get consistent with your rituals and your energy work, you're like exercising your muscles of consistency so you can be more consistent as you're going after your life purpose. You know, whether you want to write that book or whether you want to, you know, do your own healing work, or even if you want to like inspire other people in the world, like if you're not set up in like this energetic consistency and this energetic self-compassion and this energetic capacity to give and receive more by that you get through doing these rituals, then it's going to lie flat and it's going to take longer. There's going to be more resistance. So like the rituals are really setting you up to create anything that you want to create, to be whoever you want to be.
I love that. And I realize how important ritual is to me. I've been away for the whole of May in Spain, and I didn't do my spiritual practice like in the way that I do it when I'm here, because I was traveling. Yeah. And today was the first day that I fully returned back to my rituals. I did my new moon ritual. I did my libations. I like gave offerings to the gods. I went through it all. Like it took me an entire hour, and I felt so good afterwards. It filled me up in a way that other parts of my business don't fill me up. It's wonderful how universal this sense of connection with the divine and with our own inner being is and can be expressed through rituals. So tell us a little bit about the app and what kind of rituals people can expect to do while they are browsing it.
Yeah. So what I love about the app is that it has that personable element to it. Like if you're downloading, like, you know, what are the ones people use? Like I don't even know the names of them. I don't have them. I'm not going to plug them either. I'm just kidding. But like when you download like the ones that like everyone has, like Mindbody is one of them. Or is that one? I don't know. Anyways, I just feel like there's no like personal connection. It's like, I don't know who's reading this meditation. I don't know what they're all about. Like, I don't feel like they understand me. Like, I want to feel understood. I want to feel connected to the person. But at the same time, I also want to feel like they're not the one healing me. They're teaching me how to do it myself. So I feel like that's where we're really unique, is I'm not claiming to be your guru. I'm teaching you how to be your own guru, but I'm also giving, you know, my personal touch to it in a way that I think I'm really relatable, and I like to, you know, have that really like approachable energy. So there's really that personality and the extra layer of like, I'm being held and supported while also being lifted up and elevated to, you know, really be empowered to do this energy healing on my own. So the rituals that I chose, and I mean, we're uploading new rituals every week. Like I've got like a list of so many rituals that are going to be coming. And there's everything, like George said, from those beginner rituals where you can search, like, I know I want to work on this specific chakra, so you can search by chakra. I know that I want to do a sound healing, so you can search a sound healing. So, you know, and then we also have a way to search even just by how much time you have. So if you're like, it's the middle of the day and you're like, oh, I have like 5 minutes, I need to regroup here, you can go to our shorter rituals and just do something from there. And then we also have advanced rituals. We have things like time travel. We have things like connecting to different goddesses. We have rituals where you're upgrading your DNA, working with light codes. So there's literally something for everyone. And what's beautiful about it is that there's such like easy searchability, but you're using your intuition as well. So it's like, we've created this searchability in a really, you know, user-friendly way, but you're really using your intuition to choose what's jumping out at you. And then if you really like don't want to do the guesswork and you're like, I just want someone to tell me what to do, we have suggested rituals of the day. So we map out like a full theme of the week. So for example, the theme for this week is creating your own reality. And then we've chosen 7 rituals, 1 for each day. And you just choose, you just can go through that sequence every day to remove the guesswork. So it's really, really functional. And you're going to get what you need out of it. And we, you know, so many people have been messaging us and just telling us about the amazing results that they have. And it's kind of like interactive because you can leave comments, and we're going to be opening like a forum on there as well, where people can connect and have a bit of a community. But yeah, it's like, it really is different than anything that's out there. And I just love it. I know that it was like my sole mission to create this. And it feels like I am creating. I was talking about on Instagram yesterday, like the difference between making and creating really is like this dance with God and this, like this co-creation process. And that's what this has felt like. And, I know it's meant for me, and if it sounds exciting to you, then I know it's meant for you. And, you know, you're going to not just walk away from this app feeling, you know, healed and rejuvenated, but also empowered to heal yourself, which is so powerful.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Amazing. And I love that there are videos there, because there is this visual element, which I think is very important in this time and age, and for the kind of audience that you're attracting in your business, because there are so many meditation apps out there where like the market is so saturated, but ritual apps, not so much. And I love the clean element of the design. I'm just going through the app right now and I'm seeing there is newest rituals, this week's ritual lineup. We have browse by ritual tie, by chakra, by manifestation, by mood, advanced rituals, browse by duration. So there are 3 to 10 minutes, then you have 15 minutes, and you have longer rituals as well. So there's literally a mixed bag for everyone. There's something for everyone down there. So out of all these rituals, I'm just curious, which one is your favorite, your personal favorite, the one you enjoy doing or the one you enjoyed making?
I would say my the most important ritual in my life has always been my sacral chakra clearing ritual. I'm actually wearing the same shirt today that I wore in that video, which is ironic. But it's always been my go-to because creating is so important to me. So there's a ritual that has like a very beautiful visualization with it where we clear your sacral chakra and release any guilt, shame, anything that's any like worthiness issues that are blocking your sacral chakra to unlock your divine feminine. So that one's probably one of my favorite. And then the like number one, like, well, number like one to five, like most popular rituals on the app are like the short, like 5 minute invocations. So you're basically just, it's like mantra, like longer mantras, like invocations, the kind of prayers that you're just repeating after me. And they have so much power behind these words. People just do them every single morning and, they're good little add-ons. So you can kind of like do that first thing when you wake up before you get out of bed. And then you can go do a longer one once you're at your altar. So yeah, I like to like kind of mix it up like that.
I love that. And I was wondering how, when you were creating the app, what was your intention behind how you wanted people to use it? Is it an app that you go to when you're feeling something and then you want to feel something else? Is it an app that you use on a daily basis? Is it an app that you use many times throughout the day? What is the ideal vision for how to use this app to get the maximum benefit out of it?
Yeah, I love that question. And I mean that app to be that go-to, not only for a proactive, or so not only for like a reactive ritual where you're like, I'm feeling bad, I need to do something like that's reactive. Of course, we're there for that. And that's why we have the searchability in that way, but also like proactive consistency. So every single morning you're waking up and you're doing, you know, a specific ritual, or you're doing whichever one you feel called to that morning. And then maybe you come back in the middle of the day if you feel you need something, and then you close the day with one of our evening rituals. So like you can keep coming back to it and you can create those consistencies, but then you can also come to it when you are like, okay, I'm feeling a little off, I need something. Or if you're like, I need a little, you know, I'm excited about something, I'm excited about manifesting this specific thing, I want to go to the app and maybe there's something that can help me manifest it. So just keep coming back to it, but then you're also creating that consistency.
I love that. And speaking of consistency, this is something that many people struggle with because there are so many apps, there is so much noise around. So we download them, we have them there, and then we don't use them. So What are some tips that you have for being consistent and keeping consistent with not just the rituals app, but our spiritual practice in general?
That's a good question, because I feel like I even get in that place too, where it's like all of a sudden I'm realizing my rituals are on autopilot and I'm like going through the motions of my rituals, but I'm not actually like soaking it in. I think the most important part to stay consistent and to stay engaged and to stay present in your rituals is keeping them dynamic and continuing to switch them up. It doesn't have to be the same every single day. It doesn't have to be, you know, after like maybe you're really loving doing the same thing every day for like a month and then all of a sudden it's like not feeling right, then it's time to adjust and shift. So I think I always say variety is the spice of life. And I think that's the key to keeping it consistent. So the fact we've always got like new stuff coming, that will keep you excited. One of my mantras has always been follow the excitement, follow the excitement, follow the excitement. So if you can be excited and intrigued and curious, like that's what's going to keep you consistent rather than seeing it as like something you have to do. Look at it as like, okay, what can I learn today? How deep can I go today? You know, what's a new edge that I can push today.
Definitely. And having the options there definitely helps, because it's like going for shopping. I'm like, ooh, what am I gonna get today? Like, oh, let's go with this one, let's try this one. It's just there. I love the game element to it. It gamifies the spirituality process. And because we're addicted to games anyway, it just, it's a quick way to trick ourselves into doing something that's good for us.
Totally. And I almost say like life is a game. Like I've really been looking at like the ascension process as like this big game, like this big video game. And it's like, every time you do a ritual, it's like you're getting a new coin. You know what I mean? Like in like a video game, a new, like one of those like golden Mario coins, you get a new one, and you're like building and building and building more of this spiritual wealth. And it's like, you should be having fun with it.
I love that. Now, something that I have been trying to do in my daily life, like as a personal goal, and something that you may resonate with as well, is the idea of living every moment as if it's a ritual, in the sense that we're ritualizing like daily aspects of our lives, so that we will live like tuned into our purpose and to who we really are on a daily basis. Is this something that you're also passionate about? And if it is, how can this app help us with it?
Yeah, it's I love that, because it's so important to make everything a ritual, because that anchors us in. Of course, we want that room for fluidity. We want that room to flow. But there really is something to be said. Like, there's literally like one of the universal laws is the law of structure. So having like, it's kind of like building our own matrix within our day-to-day life so that things can build upon each other. And so, yeah, like every single day, it's like, you know, yeah, I have my rituals at my altar, but there's also my husband and I have coffee together every morning. I do my little like face ice roller, I walk in nature every morning with my dog. I come home, I drink my electrolytes, I do my workout. Like, you know, all of those things are ritualized. And when I do them, I feel anchored. And then there's certain podcasts that I listen to while I'm doing my makeup. There's, you know, I have my bath and I have certain things that I put in my bath, and like everything is this like anchored, beautiful moment where it's like, I know that I'm being taken care of because I'm adhering to this structure that I've created for my life, while also being present in it and allowing it to flow and allowing it to shift when needed. But that's so true. Like, we definitely need to make everything a ritual.
Yeah, I think when we like bring intention into everything we do, we turn our routines into rituals, and therefore it amplifies the whole essence of what they are.
Exactly.
And then we have those deeper rituals that we can do in the app, for example, that to help us go like take things a step further in a more intentful way.
Exactly. And it's like anyone could go for a walk and like be on their phone the whole time and like be thinking of their to-do list. But if you go for a walk and you leave your phone at home and you're looking at nature and you're smelling the smells and you're smiling at your dog and you're there and you're present, that is a ritual. So again, it's like adding that, like you said, intentionality into everything we do to make it a ritual.
Okay. So I want to do something different right now. I have the four topics that like most people in my audience like care about, and I want to just mention them, and you tell us off the top of your head a ritual that comes to mind. It could be something as simple like an intention that you make, or something that is in the app as well, that can help us create some instant shift, so everyone listening right now can get like a quick takeaway from it.
Okay, so, like
manifesting something fast.
I would say invocation for sure. Like, it's that's like that instant declaration, like this is happening.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Finding our life purpose.
Root chakra. Definitely start with some root chakra activation.
Love it. Third one, clearing our energy.
Ooh, invocation again. Like, that we have an invocation that is called I Am Untouchable. And it is like basically telling any darkness where they can go.
Yes.
It's like, you cannot touch me, I am too light.
You know what, that is powerful, because as you know, I'm passionate about energy protection. My new book is about that, and like a couple of months ago, I was attacked by a very low level spirit that I would call a demon. Yeah. And one of the ways that I used to like cast it away was this sense of invocation, where you're saying, you know what, get off of my energy. Like, you have to be assertive with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I actually, you've kind of inspired my love for these, for energy clearing, because I remember in one of our readings, you said you're really good at the protection part, but it's like, you're not clearing enough before you do the protection. And so I've really taken the clearing to a next level. There's a little bit of sass in it sometimes.
I love that. Okay. Fourth and final topic, attracting love.
Ooh, I mean, I'm going to say heart chakra, of course. But within that, it's all like, it's there's also a shadow work element. So we have like a full section of shadow work. So you need to do the shadow work. You can't just kind of like float by being with a rose quartz and like a heart chakra sound healing without doing that shadow work before you attract the right person.
So important. Now, I'm curious, are the rituals solely meditation based, or is there a practical element to them as well where you bring in props?
So there are props. There will definitely be more with props, but we have right now, we have like a pendulum ritual. We have a certain crystal rituals. We have a bath ritual, but there'll definitely be more. We're even going to add like skincare rituals and stuff like that. And we're going to have like a video on setting up your altar. So there will definitely be more and even like different like tinctures and smoothies and, you know, things that will elevate us. So we'll definitely be adding more in, but right now we definitely have a few with props. And then I would say, like, I feel like there's a difference between like a meditation, invocation, activation. So like I kind of separate them in that way, and I'll kind of say in the title, like, is this an activation, is this a clearing, is this a meditation? And then some of them are almost like more like a hypnosis. Yes. So yeah, there's a variety, and some of them, sometimes I don't specify, I might just dive in and make it what you want of it. But they, even though they are, it's like, it looks like a meditation, sounds like a meditation, they're all doing, many of them are doing different things.
I love that. And I would love a skincare ritual from you, and also makeup ritual from you. I've recently discovered makeup. I don't know if you can tell.
You look amazing. Like, I can't even tell you're wearing makeup, which is the sign that you're doing it right. But you,
and I've been contouring.
I was going to ask you, what are you using on your skin? Because it looks so good.
I just got really passionate about like makeup and skincare, and I'm trying to go all vegan and all like natural. My makeup is not 100% natural yet because I'm still learning about it, but I've learned to do contouring and like highlight and blushing.
Yes, contouring here and here.
There, you can see it. Yeah.
Chiseled.
You know what? I would love to like get a because I know you love makeup and skincare, and you also love spirituality. And there are not so many people who teach about like the intersect of both. And that's something always loved about you.
Well, and it is one and the same. Like, caring for your physical body and projecting your outer your inner radiance on the outside is a goddess practice. Like, look at all of the ancient goddesses. They were beautiful. They were adorned. They were wearing their makeup. Like, that's, it is a spiritual practice. And when I do my makeup, I'm always listening to either spiritual music or spiritual podcasts. And I make that a ritual too.
Never thought about it that way.
Yes,
I love Aphrodite, and I know all about the history, but I never put one and two together to realize, they were like adorned with perfumes and everything and jewelry, like so beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and I'll say just some hot tips. Easy peasy for skincare. Agent Nature is like so good for, it's like all natural, like skincare line. They have like bath stuff. You can use my code Agent Amber, but it is like literally the best stuff. Like, it's the best top of the line, cleanest products you can get out there.
Can you mention again the brand and also their website?
Yeah. It's called Agent Nature. So it's Agent, like AgentNature.com. And use coupon code Agent Amber. And I use their entire line, everything on their website. I have their hair products. I have their skincare products. I have their bath products. I have their body oil. Like, everything is like top of the freaking line. It's so good.
Check that out. Thank you so much for mentioning that.
For makeup brands, I like Ilia, Merits. What are the other ones? See, I don't know how clean they are. That's the thing. It's like Sephora says it's clean, but I don't know. But Ilia, I would say I've been using the most.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I will check those out because I am just introducing myself to the makeup world, and I want to go like as clean
it's
as
so
possible.
Fun. It's so fun.
So fun indeed. I'm so excited for what's to come in the rituals app, and I'm so excited for everyone to check it out as well. I know you have a coupon code with us to get a 14-day free trial with the app with the coupon code George, all caps.
So yes, everyone... they actually get a free month.
Oh, perfect. Let's do that. free month with the coupon code George, yeah, all caps. So everyone go ahead and check it out on the Apple Store. Where can people get it? It's on the Apple Store for sure.
So what I would do, so in order to use the coupon code, it's kind of annoying, but you can't use a coupon code on when you download the mobile app. But if you go to shopgirlco.com, you can subscribe and use the coupon code George and get a free month. And then when you go, or if you want as well, I'll make a coupon code, which is also George. If you want to do the annual membership, you already get two free months when you do the annual membership, but I'll give you another 15% off of that with coupon code George. So at shopgirlco.com, you can use that coupon code and you'll create your login, and then you can go to the App Store or Google Play, download the app, and then log in with the credentials that you created.
Amazing. Thank you so much for these coupon codes. Everyone will love them, I know for sure. And I'm so excited for everyone to experience the magic that you are. Thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, Amber. Can you please let everyone know where they can get in touch with you as well to learn all about your magic?
Yes. So, I mean, Instagram is really the best place, and it's at Chakra Girl Co. And we have a second Instagram, which is was kind of a silly idea because who has time for two Instagrams, but it's at Rituals by Chakra Girl. And then the podcast is Chakra Girl Radio, and that's in all the places that podcasts are, and then website chakragirlco.com.
Thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. All the links will be available for everyone in the show notes below, and wishing you a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for listening to the Lit Up Lightworker podcast. Before you go, make sure to grab your free workbook to find your life purpose at georgelizas.com/life purpose.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.